Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here, 888-808-1019. We're talking Gerrit Cole and the Giants the majority of the show. Let's mention Juan Soto here for a second, BT, because we did from the Yankees' perspective. And I think just in general, but we work in the Mets of this conversation as well. Is it worth it to invest that much money in one player? I don't care how old he is. Soto, obviously 26 years of age, and we know what type of beast he is on the field. Is it worth it where you think about, you mentioned before Ron Darling had said, well, maybe the Mets could get two $300 million players as opposed to one $600 million player. Whether it's a Yankee perspective, we know how great he was with the Yankees, all-time him and Judge. Whether it be with the Mets and bringing a superstar there, do you think it's good practice to invest that much money, even in this rare commodity, in Juan Soto? Would you do that in Soto's case?
If I'm the Mets, 100%. You've got to have the appetite and the resources to know that those final couple of years, provided it's 13 or 14 years, is going to be a little ugly. He's an awful outfielder. He is. He's not a good outfielder at all. He looks good. Like, he looks smooth coming up, throwing the ball, but you watch him, you know, pitch to pitch, he's not a good outfielder.
He was a Gold Glove finalist.
Yeah, he was. Doesn't give you much on the bases in terms of speed. He is a hitter, and he is an amazing hitter. And I think about, by the way, every one of these conversations, we're going to kind of make it specific, as you said, but I want people to understand this, right? Because we don't want to always just, like, you know, blur the Soto stuff with the Yankee Mets stuff. So this is pure Mets here. For the Mets, the value for me to have him behind Vientos is incalculable. I don't know what he could do for him.
I would have him in front of Vientos. It's funny, I went home
in
Friday.
In front of him?
Yeah, I would. I did a mock, let me pull this up. I did a mock Mets lineup here. Yeah, I would go Lindor, this was me, I don't know, Friday night.
Lindor one.
Lindor, Soto. Vientos.
Yep.
Nimmo.
Ugh, Nimmo can't be a
forehitter. But it's not a typical forehitter, but it's lefty-righty. Adamas.
Ooh. Okay.
Alonzo.
You got Pete coming back.
Now, you can, and this is where I was just throwing some names out there. I like the lefty-righty balance thing, which is why I went that far. I had McNeil behind him at second base and Acuna in center in this particular lineup. Or you could trade Jeff McNeil, put Acuna at second, and get maybe a lefty hitting center fielder. And again, you don't need to go nuts on that. This is just an initial.
What about Alvarez? Where do you have him? I didn't
hear
you say.
There. Yeah, he's there.
Is he last?
I had him eighth in this lineup. I had Acuna ninth. But that, anyway, forget even the bottom part of that. Even if you just stop at Adamas, like if it can't be Adamas and Alonzo, you could also have then Vientos play first base, no Alonzo, and have, let's say, Mauricio at third base. Like, there are ways the Mets could work this and have a loaded bench, but it would be Lindor, Soto, Vientos in my mind.
I mean, that's really good. I don't love Nimmo in the four spot, but I get it's unconventional. Adamas, you've always loved. You talked about him a couple of months ago. I remember when you first brought that up.
He's a winning player to me.
He is, and he's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I would disagree with Soto 2, Vientos 3. Like, if the Mets get him, not that Vientos needs a ton of protection, but what's going to happen as he goes into another full year, his first real full year next year, now the book is out.
Yep.
Now, by the way, he'll go to school on the opposing pitchers. It's not one side. Everybody talks about, wow, you know, the opposing pitchers got a book on you. Well, he's got a book on them as well.
Right.
It's two-way street, so let's not forget that. I think people too often do. But I am going to put Vientos in front of Soto and just get that kid a healthy heap of fastballs and watch him mash.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Maybe they figure that out. I just love the idea of Soto being in the two-hole. Here's what I would say, though, about the, because I think there are three perspectives with Soto. The Yankee perspective, the Met perspective, and then just a general perspective on, is it worth investing that much money in one singular player? generally, I would say, no, it is not. And from a Yankee perspective, I would also say, no, it is not. Because now, unless you tell me that it's not going to impact them in any way, shape, or form in building this team out differently.
Yep.
If that's the case, then I don't have a problem with it because then it's just money. And he's a great player and you want great players on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Most other teams, it's going to impact how they would build out the team. So I would never say ever invest $300, $500, whatever it may be, $600 for Soto's case, in one player. In the Mets' case, they need Juan Soto. It's different. I've been saying that, you know, for how long now. And I do start to get the feeling now that more people are starting to, like, I was basically mocked on social media when I was saying now more than ever, even after the Yankees just got Soto, that he was going to be a Met. Now more people are starting to think that that might be the case. I'm going to stand by it. But
very possible.
Yeah, here's why, though. I think they have to have it. They don't have that caliber of star. Not to mention, he's 26 years of age. It's not just throwing money because you have money.
Yep.
It's investing the money that you have in the right places. You're going to pay somebody, whether it's two somebodies, three somebodies, or the one. I think it's a better investment in the Mets case to get the bona fide, no doubt about it, unquestioned superstar who's been proven in the World Series, who's been proven in New York, who's 26 years of age. Like, there isn't a better investment than Juan Soto. And in the Mets case, not only do you make that great investment, it's also not going to prevent you from doing the other stuff that you need to do.
And he's a once or twice in a generation hitter, but he's also a once or twice in generation, you know, in terms of his age being available. So it makes it incredibly appealing. The one thing, though, and I know what you mean. You say the Mets need a superstar, but the Yankees had two, and they won nothing.
Right.
Why is it different?
Because I think that there's the entertainment part of it that the Mets have been lacking with. So not only are you bringing in a great baseball player,
mm-hmm.
but you're also getting a mega star. Think right. about what that would mean.
That makes sense.
Like, a lot of the offseason stuff, last year the Mets didn't have an exciting offseason.
No.
Okay.
No.
But yet, look at the
they
results.
They were mocked, actually.
Right.
Severino
okay.
coming off one of the worst years of any pitcher in baseball.
Right. So they were mocked for the most part. And look at the results. So it doesn't mean that you have to do that all the time.
Yeah.
This particular case, I think this guy, Soto, checks the boxes on everything. Where on the field, 26 years of age, worth the investment, every penny of it. Also, the off-the-field excitement,
mm-hmm.
bringing him away from the Yankees. Like, that's a little bit of a factor here.
Yeah, it should be.
Getting the biggest fish on the market. Like, the Mets haven't gotten that. They've gone after Yamamoto. They've gone after some others. You know, they failed with Verlander, Scherzer, bringing those guys in. It didn't really work out. But
mm-hmm.
this is a different animal. This guy's 26 years of age. These players don't come around.
No.
That's why. So the superstar aspect, it doesn't mean that that's going to equate to them getting to the World Series next year. They have more work to do, a lot more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they need this type of star.
Well, it's a validation of the prowess of Steve Cohen.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, aren't we waiting for that massive punctuation to his ownership?
I am.
I know. You should be. I remember
put
seeing
that crown on his head,
yeah.
officially.
I know. Scepter's Scepter's getting ready. You know, you already got it. If you need it, I'm sure you'll have it out immediately.
Think about, real quick, BT, how symbolic it would be. Now, what does that mean as far as wins? We don't know. We'll find out. But for the Mets to take a premier player away from the Yankees, that's never happened.
No. Dude, it would be unbelievable. It would say a lot. It would perceptually change a lot.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I've always said that. Like, I get it. I mean, we have our fun Yanks Mets,
right.
but that would be, provided the Yankees really want him, and I believe that they do.
Right.
I mean, that would be
at
a colossal embarrassment. It really would be.
So those are elements that I feel like are necessary for the Met fan. And while the Yankees' perspective, you could look at it and say, well, you want to avoid embarrassment. Yeah, but they got bigger issues to worry about. They're still the New York Yankees. You've won 27 World Championships. Mm-hmm. You're trying to build a World Series team. I wouldn't recommend Soto leaving if you think you could bring him back and build out a team. But if Hal stays true to what he's been talking about, the luxury tax threshold and all that, you have your superstar in Judge. You're paying Stanton and the other guys we talked about, Rodon, who knows, we'll figure out with Cole by 5 o'clock today. But I think you can make a case where the Yankees might be better off, even if Soto does go to the Mets.
I don't disagree, and I've said that myself, and I think that the evaluation is really clouded here. It's not like Volpe's coming off a year in which he hit 280, and you could say, all right, he's no doubt, if he's not a superstar, which he's not, but if he was a 280-ish guy with some pop and stealing those bases and catching the ball at shortstop like he does, you're like, okay, we know we got a borderline, you know, lower-level star here. If you saw a little bit from Dominguez a year ago, you could sit there and say, all right, he's making peanuts, but he's going to hit 30 home runs and steal 15, 20 bags and do that. You don't know. You don't know who these players are. You kind of know a little bit about Volpe, and that actually worries me because he's had two rough years in several areas. But Dominguez is a complete guess, and behind the plate's a bit of a guess, so it complicates it. And I don't know what's going to happen this offseason. I really don't. Like, I thought for sure that Yamamoto was going to be a Yankee. Let's go back a year ago, Sal. And the energy and the shows and the hours and the segments and the debates and the calls and everything that you and I spent on Yamamoto in my heart, not just because we were teasing each other, I honestly thought he was going to be a Yankee.
Same thing with me.
Presented him the jersey.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a Met. I really believed it.
I know you did. And from my point of view, I know that Cohen went out there and personalized it with a touch where he flew out there and had dinner with him.
Yep.
But my point was, that's nice and that's a good effort. But Cashman was there when he threw his no-hitter, and Cashman had scouted him out as well. I just thought he was going to be a Yankee.
There was a part of that. Yep.
There's no doubt. Matsui called him or at least reached out. Didn't work.
They saved the number 18 for him or whatever.
Yeah, which is for the ace in Japan. Yep. I thought he was going to be a Yankee. I was wrong. I don't really know what's going to happen with Juan Soto. I don't pretend to. I mean, I can narrow it down to Yankees, Mets, maybe Giants, maybe one other wild card. But I don't know if he's staying. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, other teams are going to be eliminated just because they can't afford the $600 million. So it's only going to be a handful to begin with, whatever he could afford, which is why I felt all along he was going to be a Met. I really felt that at my core. Now, I felt that with Yamamoto. I was proven wrong.
Yep.
I don't believe that's going to be the case with Soto. I still think, even now, more than ever before, and now I think it's easier to say it than it was a year ago, that Soto is going to be a Met when all is said and done. Some Yankee news for you, real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break. We'll come back with your calls and also get to a piece of confounding Giants news as well. But Yankee news for you. Brian Hoke tweeted a little while ago, Yankees are expected to pick up the option of Aaron Boone.
Oh, Boone, yeah. Not a surprise. I saw that a couple of days ago as well. I'm sure Hoke and you know, others had it, whatever.
Andy Martino, I think.
Yeah, he was the first one to say. We actually got into it.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the show. Not a surprise.
But I think this is more, you know, Boone's coming back.
This was a clerical move. It was only a matter of time, not if. I've already made my case, and I really like Aaron. I respect him. I think it's time to change a lot of things about the Yankees. They don't agree. It's their team. It's their prerogative.
We'll come back with your calls and the confounding Giants news on the other side.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.